Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and his court cases, a never-ending story as Kilpatrick is set to be paroled this Sunday. I'm joined by Jeff Wadick, a reporter and writer with MLive.com, to discuss all of Kilpatrick's legal challenges and his upcoming book. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hi, glad to be here.
Let's begin with what's ahead for the former mayor. He's set to be paroled this coming July 24th. What will he likely be doing in the upcoming weeks and months?
Well, obviously he's got a book to promote. Who ultimately gets any sales revenue from that book, I think is still a matter to be determined. The Wayne County prosecutor is attempting to claim any revenues that would go to him as part of his restitution debt, and that seems likely that would ultimately happen. He's also made noises that he's going to try to become some kind of speaker or lecturer. I assume he sort of hinted that it would be probably on some sort of church circuit, and of course he has said he's going to move back to Dallas, Texas, so that's probably what's in his short-term plans.
Now, before we get to the myriad of suits he's facing here in the state, Kilpatrick, his father, Bernard Kilpatrick, and three others are indicted on federal charges that they abused Detroit's contracting system by shaking down city contractors to steer millions of public funds into their own pockets. How serious is this case?
I would imagine any 38-count RICO federal indictment is a pretty serious matter. It's an intensely complex case. I believe it's going to be another year or so before this thing actually gets to trial because there is just mountains of paperwork, terabits upon terabits of digital files that both sides need to sort through and getting ready for this case. But it's a federal RICO indictment. There's nothing trivial about it.
Is there any sense of how much evidence there really is of this kind of behavior?
There seems to be quite a bit. Certainly there's enough for Macomb County to bring suit against Kilpatrick for a couple of projects on the water system done up there that they say, because of shady contract dealings, were not done properly or not done at the most cost-effective price. So, it does look like the feds have a pretty solid narrative as to how this happened. That they have a couple subcontractors that are expected to testify for them as to how this worked through the Kilpatrick administration, through his friend Bobby Ferguson, who ran a construction firm in Detroit and did quite a bit of city work while Kilpatrick was mayor.
It seems that that these cases just keep coming at the former mayor. What's your sense of the support Detroit residents currently have for Kilpatrick, and does he remain a popular figure in the city?
Well, there seems to be this conventional wisdom, at least outstate, that, oh, if Kwame Kilpatrick ran again, he would win. I don't believe that's true at all. I think the best way to gauge support for Kwame Kilpatrick in the city of Detroit is look what's happened to politicians related to him. I think, at least one or two state reps or county commissioners that were cousins on his mother's side from the Cheeks family that have lost since he resigned. Certainly his mother was defeated in her congressional race in 2010 after being nearly defeated in 2008 in a three-way primary. So it doesn't look like the support among Detroiters is there, and frankly, it's never really been that strong. I mean, he creeped out a narrow victory in 2005 over Freeman Hendricks, who ran a pretty weak campaign, and even then, Kilpatrick was greatly helped by the business community, which decided to rally around him in the 11th hour. I mean, his campaign was nearly broke at one point, and he kind of pulled a rabbit out of his hat.
You know, the initial case that got him in trouble was he was essentially lying about a personal affair. It seems like the sense is that for a city that's facing so many complicated issues, that shouldn't really pull a mayor down. But these potential allegations of misusing public funds, that could be much more serious. Is there a sense then that this could actually be a much more serious situation for him than the initial texting case?
Well, sure, because I think if you add up the potential sentencing for these counts, if he's found guilty on many of them or all of them or however it will eventually play out, it's a significant time in federal prison, whereas, you know, with the text message perjury thing, which actually I think is more serious than just lying about a personal affair. There was three police officers were fired. There's a whistleblower case about their firing, a wrongful termination case. He lied in that case. So it's more than just lying about an affair. It's more than, I think, the dynamic you had with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. There is a situation. The situation sprung up from firing honest police officers for doing their job. But that was, you know, he pled guilty to 5 years of probation and 120 days in jail, and then obviously his probation was revoked and he spent another year in jail. But that's, you know, small potatoes compared to 20 years in a federal prison.
I'm talking to Jeff Watrick, a reporter and writer for MLive.com. We don't have a lot of time, but I do want to at least touch on the book that is being released July 25th, his book. And there have been some details that have come out, including his remarkable assertion that the real culprit for his actions and for the devastation of his career was none other than the Jewish community in Detroit. How does he piece together this delusional conclusion?
Well, as that story, and I haven't seen the book either, but as that story was told in the Michigan Citizen, which had the first opportunity to review a copy of it, his administration had cut some funding to a jobs program through the Jewish Vocational Services, which is a longtime nonprofit, and that angered some prominent Jewish Metro Detroiters who decided to retaliate by, you know, I guess hanging him on this perjury charge. It's kind of tenuous as to how it would even work if you know, six people got in a room and said, we're going to get Kilpatrick on this, how that would even work. It's tenuous, but he definitely is playing that card, and that's going to appeal to someone.
Now, the money from the sales of the book, even that's in contention. Is there a chance that he'll see any of that?
I don't think so. Kim Worthy, the Wayne County prosecutor, has been pretty hell-bent on collecting this million-dollar restitution and not letting it kind of slip through the cracks. My understanding is that once his probationary period ends in 2013, then it's nearly impossible to collect any money that's left due. So she has been really aggressive in getting him to own up to his finances and forcing him to pay something.
About a minute left. We have this story that's been ongoing for years now. With a federal case in play, do you suspect Kwame will remain in the headlines, at least in Detroit, for many years to come now?
I think so. And I'm actually one of the people that think he should remain in the headlines. I think there's a lot that took place during his administration that needs to be sorted out as the city moves forward. I mean, even the size of the budget deficit, he had greatly underestimated, and, you know, that's something the city is still dealing with today. So there's a lot of the Kwame Kilpatrick legacy left to come and left to talk about.
Jeff Watrick, MLive.com writer and reporter. Thank you for joining me, Jeff.
Glad to be at any time.